on Saturday evening, sometimes the city is hired on Saturday nights, but there wasn't anyone hiring it on Saturday evening. So sometime between 8 p.m. when the club was being locked up and the lights were being turned off, and on Sunday morning, someone or some individuals, an individual or individuals, in the wooden plywood panels, the lower section of the pitch, kicked those in, got us to the pitch, and destroyed the goal. And I think there's a photograph published on our social media that shows the damage that they've caused. And it's just mindless criminal damage. Isn't they doing it for entertainment and what they think is fun? Maybe they think it's amusing to do this kind of stuff. Whether they're doing it because they've got issue with their club, say, why people do stuff like this, results in, apart from the early morning Sunday when the volunteers turn up to provide support for children, and the first thing they've got to do is deal with vandalism, not deal with children. They've got to clear up this. That's the problem. And then, of course, the people that were hiring the pitch on the day, we have to cancel it because they're no longer able to use the pitch because it's not in the state to be used. And we've also got the cost of replacing the panels and replacing the goals because the goals aren't repairable. So what takes a few minutes of silent form for a couple of individuals creates hours and hours of work for volunteers. We've all got other things to do with our lives, and it costs money. We are an organisation that don't have lots of money to throw around.